for WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The federal government shuts down, but the effect on our area, including federal courts, is relatively limited so far. Pipeline opponents challenged the State Water Control Board certification of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline back in December. And bills expanding abortion rights have died in the General Assembly. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, January 22nd.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
The government shutdown has not affected federal courts, not yet. As WCVE's Charles Fishburne reports, Richmond's Fourth Circuit will maintain its agenda this week, including one high-profile case and a pending decision on the travel ban.
Lee Boyd Malvo, the junior member of the Beltway sniper team that killed 10 people, is appealing his life sentence, and the court will hear the case on time. Carl Tobias, law professor at the University of Richmond.
The Administrative Office of the U.S. Courts has said that courts will continue to operate using fees and other sources for the next several weeks. And more specifically, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit, which sits in Richmond, has a whole slate of oral arguments scheduled this week.
And there is the unfinished business with the latest travel ban. The court heard arguments in December whether or not to allow it. San Francisco's Ninth Circuit has ruled President Trump exceeded his authority. The Fourth has yet to decide. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Meanwhile, a coalition of community and environmental groups has filed a legal challenge to Virginia regulators' decision to grant a conditional water quality permit for the proposed Atlantic Coast Pipeline. The groups filed a petition last week with the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond contesting the Virginia State Water Control Board's December approval of a water quality certification. The Citizen Board of Gubernatorial Appointees voted 4-3 in December to approve the permit, but added a number of conditions. The groups argue that the board and the State Department of Environmental Quality have not adequately protected Virginia's waters. A DEQ spokeswoman says the agency can't comment on legal challenges. Board members are also prohibited from responding. Richmond-based Dominion Energy is the lead developer of the natural gas pipeline project, which would cross West Virginia, Virginia, and North Carolina. A new caucus is forming within Virginia's House of Delegates. Saraya Wintersmith with WCVE is reporting that several members gathered last week for the first meeting of the House Latino Caucus.
Right now, the caucus is six members strong. The group includes one Republican, as well as the chamber's first two Latina delegates. House Minority Whip Alfonso Lopez is the caucus organizer. The four-term delegate says the group will focus on policies like driver's licenses for the undocumented and shielding immigrants who witness crimes from detention.
The fact that there are a group of us now who are actively going to be fighting for these issues and advocating for certain positions, it's so incredibly heartening. It's a wonderful step forward, and I'm excited to see what we are able to accomplish.
Projections from the University of Virginia's Weldon Cooper Center suggest that those who identify as Hispanic will make up about 12% of Virginia's population by 2020.
Saraya Wintersmith, WMRA News, Capitol Square.
Meanwhile, a Republican-led Virginia Senate committee has voted down bills aimed at increasing access to abortion services. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that the committee voted along party lines last week against legislation pushed by abortion rights advocates. One bill was related to abortion clinic regulations, and another would have removed the requirement that rape victims file a police report before receiving an abortion funded by the state. The committee also rejected a bill that would have eliminated a waiting period before an abortion. Finally, tobacco company Altria is asking its home state of Virginia to rethink the way it taxes tobacco products, especially those that federal regulators say would pose fewer health risks than cigarettes. And a Valley Republican state senator is responding. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that Senator Emmett Hanger has proposed an amendment to the state budget that would direct a legislative subcommittee to study the state's current system of taxing tobacco and to consider preferential treatment for new so-called modified risk products. Altria has approached legislative leaders about potential tax treatment of a new heat-not-burn technology it would market and distribute in the U.S. for former subsidiary Philip Morris International if the FDA approves pending applications. House Appropriations Chairman Chris Jones said more review is needed before the state makes any changes to its policies on taxing tobacco. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.